This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We appreciate you joining us today. Hopefully you had a great weekend. I'll do question of the day in a moment. In the meantime, and I don't know all of the details, and I'm always, you know, hesitant to get into too much of something before more details are out, but one of you sent a text message in and made us aware of a situation which I did not know. So thank you, by the way, for letting me know, because I would not have known otherwise. This just broke at 2:40 Mountain Time, 4:40 Eastern Time, so about 25 minutes or so ago. Multiple law enforcement officers struck by gunfire in a shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina. I know, I'm not sure anybody else does either. I know of no other details other than there's just mayhem going on there as we speak. So, I don't know anything else. The SWAT department, or the police's SWAT team of that police department in Charlotte, is there. Again, I don't know anything else. I'm not sure anybody else does either. But thank you, by the way, for notifying me of that, because I was not aware of that. I didn't necessarily check the national news, and I don't usually check the national news prior to coming on air. So thank you for sending that. I appreciate that very much. So those of you that utilize our text line and email as well, thank you, by the way. I do appreciate that. Text line 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Okay, question of the day. Friday's was, this item was a favorite gag of the 50s magicians and comedians who popped up on early television variety shows, including Ernie Kovac, Red Skelton, Perry Como, Jerry Durante, and so on. Name that item. It was the Yickety Yak Teeth, which Charlie remembers now. That's a little before my time, although I remember some of the gigs and skits. Yeah, you wound those things up, and I don't know, they made fun. I don't know. They clacked. You know, they did all this clickety-clack stuff. Anyways, that's why they're called Yickety Yak Teeth. And they sort of, like anything else, ran their course and kind of a bygone now. But that was very popular back in that day. Today's impossible question. This one, I don't know that I probably would have got this one just right off the bat, given my background. April 29th, 2004, so 20 years ago, the last one of its kind was manufactured. What was it? So April 29th, 2004, the last one of its kind was manufactured. What is it? And you can answer that on the RushToReason.com website. All right, we've got a great interview coming up with John Cannata, John the Cyber Guy. This is pre-recorded, but you'll get the gist of what's going on here in this particular interview. And as I always say, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger deal. In fact, even the clients of mine that I consult with on a one-on-one basis when I coach them, this is one of the topics that I actually talk about pretty frequently is, are you secure with all of your cybersecurity? In other words, are you, you know, cyber secure knowing that hackers and other things can't get in and intrude your system and cause havoc? Because the alternative when you're a small business is huge. And John Cannata, John the Cyber Guy, has a way of protecting you and even figuring out how protected are you on the front side. So that's John the Cyber Guy. Again, you can always find him at klzradio.com. But this is an interview that I didn't do, but one of our folks here, I think Mike Treem, did this here just recently. He's our station manager. He and John, this is John Cannata, the Cyber Guy.
It's Mike Treem for Rush to Reason. I'm here with John the Cyber Guy, John Cannata. Hey, John, thanks for taking a minute with us.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here.
Tell us, cybersecurity seems like, unfortunately, pretty exciting and wild and woolly right now. How much time do you spend telling business owners about risk of cyber attacks and how they can reduce them?
That is a good part of my job is a lot of times, unfortunately, walking them through an attack that they've already had and then telling them how we can help them not have to do that again.
So once they lose their data, because some of these people, unfortunately, they're in that position. We've even talked about you getting to these folks, unfortunately, too late because they didn't call you quite soon enough. Can it get worse after they lose their data?
Well, the latest ransomware that's out there, they don't just lock up your files and wait for the demand, the ransom to be paid. They export a copy of your files to their servers, and then they sell it on the web. If you don't pay the ransom, they start disclosing your data to other hackers that want to buy your data. So, yeah, it gets a lot worse. And then if that happens, now you've got to get legal involved. You've got to start reporting things to local agencies. If you're in a regulated industry, you have to notify the proper authorities there, too. So it gets to be a real mess. It's not just losing your data. It's in some cases losing your reputation, too.
John Rush and I have talked about this because he has owned multiple businesses several times over. You know, John realizes how crushing this could be for the trust of a business. And what the clients look to the business for is for things to be secure. When it's not, talk about what that does to the business.
Well, let's say that you lose your customer contact database, all your contacts, name, address, email addresses, and the fact that they know you. So, for instance, somebody grabs your contact list and they start making phone calls or sending emails mm-hmm. to your clients, your patients, your customers, your vendors, everybody you know, pretending to be you. And this is something that happens. They get into your email and start doing this. They might even send ransomware to those people from your address. So now what does that do to your reputation? These people know that they got affected because you didn't protect their data. So that's probably one of the biggest threats is losing contact information.
I know John worries about that a lot for his small business friends because he knows he's a business coach. So he knows how that could wreck their business. In fact, his words to me were, it could take a business down completely. It could basically be the difference between operating, doing so well, and having to close your business.
It could be. Reputation is very important. Imagine you do a Google search for a business and your business comes up at the top of the list as being hacked or having your data compromised. Yeah. That's not going to be good for new
Not customers. Good. Not good. And I know as we talk to different business people, I'm trying to figure out why they wouldn't want to protect their business. And one of the things that I imagine is said, I don't necessarily get to hear it, but I'll bet you do, is, you know, we don't have anything that people would want, a hacker would want. So I'm not really that worried about it.
That is one of the biggest things I get. Most of the time, we don't have anything worth stealing. And if they read my emails, they would laugh. There's nothing there.
Right.
But again, just knowing who your customers are and having a contact for them, if I were a hacker, I would take that information, start contacting people and pretending to be you and telling them to either send me money or change the address that you normally wire money to or just send them malware and ransomware.
Man, it's boggling to me that they wouldn't want the help. And I guess one of the other sides of it is the myth of, well, I'm protected by the cloud, because we see all these commercials that say the cloud will save your life. It'll protect you and all your data will be up there and all be secure. Wonder if that's really the case.
That mysterious cloud, it's up in heaven somewhere with angels flying around and playing mm-hmm. harps, right? Yeah, the cloud is simply a server that's on this earth, and it's just not under your control. That's all that means. Now, a lot of clouds are secure, like Microsoft or AWS, Google, all the names. But just because they are secure doesn't mean that your data is totally secure. because you have to access it. And so if somebody got access to your credentials, they can access it as if they're you. Somebody just needs your username and password. And in most cases, username is simply an email address, that and the password, and now they're in your accounts.
Wow. We're talking about John the Cyber Guy. It's John Cannata. The number is 720-593-6688. So, John, how do you protect businesses from all these threats? Talk about that. Talk about the cost. What does all of that look like?
Okay, well, to protect, there's actually three different layers that we go after. First is to detect, or I'm sorry, to protect things. And basically, that's putting a lock on your door. You want to lock up the computers, you want to lock up your email accounts, your cloud services in such a way that nobody can get into them. That's the protection part of it. Now, just like a lock on your door, you know somebody's going to be able to pick that lock or climb through the window or find some other way in. So that's where the detection part comes in. What we'd like to do is put monitoring software that can detect if something happens. So if a hacker does manage to get in somehow, they're not just wandering around freely for a few days or a few weeks gathering information. And being able to detect is only as good as being able to respond to it. So that's the third thing we add, is response. We have a team of people who have experience from Army Cyber, National Security Agency, Space Force, as well as some commercial banking institutions. This is what they have done their entire career, is track hackers getting through systems and block them out. And so we offer this service where we can protect your systems so much that even if a hacker is sitting next to you in your office, they can't see your computer. We detect and respond to this thing immediately within minutes. Somebody is in your computer watching what's happening. So we can block that. And so that is the main service that we like to offer everybody. And it may sound like it's really expensive, but I'm going to give you a clue here. If you could afford to give your employees a cup of coffee a day and that made them a computer cybersecurity superhero, would you consider that? And that's pretty cheap. About $2 a day is where it comes to. And you would have a full security team watching your systems 24/7.
So it seems very reasonable. We've talked about the cost, how it could ruin, if not close, your business. I know for KLZ listeners, you're a KLZ listener. So John, before we go, talk about that special offer for KLZ listeners and then give us your phone number again, please.
Okay. Well, like I told Mike, I am offering to our KLZ listeners the first month free plus no setup fees. Normally it takes us quite a few hours to set up all these services. I'm going to waive that fee and give you your first month free if you call before the end of May. So through the end of May, this offer is valid.
And your number?
720-593-6688.
Okay, that's John Cannata, John the Cyber Guy, 720-593-6688. First month free, no setup fees. John's a KLZ listener, Rush to Reason listener. Make sure you call him, 720-593-6688. Hey, John, thanks for taking the time with us.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, and that was John the Cyber Guy again. First month free, call before the end of May. If you missed that phone number, just go to klzradio.com. You can find John the Cyber Guy right there. Golden Eagle Financial and Al Smith wants to help you with your future financial plans, I should say, how you get there, how you stay there. And as I said last week, one in four U.S. adults over the age of 50 have no retirement savings. Call Al today, 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Roof Service of Colorado, Dave Hart, who, by the way, is looking for a great salesperson to add to his existing staff. So if you're looking for a job and you've got some sales experience, by all means, give Dave a call. But otherwise, he's there to take care of all of your roofing needs. And if you've had any kind of damage that has been done through any of the past storms, give Dave a call today, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Level Engineering, Alan Davis, find out if solar works for you. There's a new program for folks that maybe really didn't qualify prior where it may work for you today. Give Alan a call. Find him at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Should have opened up also with this, and that is that our hearts and prayers go out to a lot of the people. In fact, this signal reaches some of the folks that may very well have been affected by the severe weather that happened over this past weekend, and folks listen online and so on. So if you've got family or friends that were affected by that, yeah, our hearts and prayers go out to you. And it's that time of the year, and that is one of those things that I am happy, and I think we're fortunate, at least in the majority of the Front Range. Yes, we can have tornadoes, but typically we don't get the kind of tornadoes that we just saw go through Oklahoma and some of those Nebraska. There were some that went through Lincoln area as well. So wild weekend of weather. We had some here, but it was different than what they had. And unfortunately, sometimes what we get turns into that when it shows up there. So I've got a story here before we go to the bottom of the hour. We've got a special guest. Susan Cotton's going to join us. She is our expert when it comes to oral cancer. We're going to talk to her. We tried to do that on a Health and Wellness Wednesday, but we just couldn't get things to work out correctly. So we're going to have her today and go over a few things to talk about when it comes to oral cancer and how to keep yourself healthy. Now, speaking of keeping healthy, and it was a very sad story that I was reading today. It was in my Apple News feed, but came out of Bloomberg Business Week, of all places, which I'm not sure why this is in Business Week, but Bloomberg did a big article on sextortion in the scams that are affecting especially teen boys. Can affect teen girls as well, but sextortion scams that are affecting teen boys. And I really had no idea some of this was going on, and some of you listening probably don't either. So I thought I'd bring it to folks' attention. Some of you have kids, grandkids, friends, nieces, nephews, and so on. So what happens is a individual will get a, typically in this case, in this particular story, it was through Instagram, they just get a random message. So in this particular story, there was a young man who is, by the way, a football player, was doing very well, was on his way to college, and had a really solid life in front of him. And he had just been at his girlfriend's house, went home about 10 p.m., so he wasn't out super late. He got an Instagram message at 10:20 on his way home that started with something like, you know, hello or hey. And that's it. Nothing more. Just an Instagram message that says, hey. And of course, he responds, who is you? I'm reading this word for word. And then it goes back and forth, and they start exchanging some pictures, which you probably shouldn't be exchanging anyways. But he, with really bad judgment, shared a nude picture of himself with this, what he thought was a beautiful young lady on the other end of the message. Well, as it turned out, it wasn't a beautiful young lady on the other end of the message. It was a would-be scammer that evidently had some photos of people that were attractive, and where those, you know, photos come from, you never know. They were probably scammed from somebody else. But basically, tells this young man that if you don't pay me X amount of money, these messages will be released not only to your girlfriend, but your family. They'll be put on the internet and so on. In fact, they even went as far as photoshopping his picture that he had sent into some family photos and so on that they have probably drug off the internet. And on top of that, not only demanded one payment, which he obliged, but then it demanded a second payment. Well, he didn't have the second payment. And without asking anybody for help or anything along those lines, this conversation just continues to go back and forth, where this person on the other end basically says, you know, I'm going to ruin your life. It'll never be the same. I'm going to expose you. You know, unless you send me, basically it's extortion. Unless you send me blackmail, unless you send me X amount of money, this is what's going to happen. Well, unfortunately, and it's so sad, unfortunately, when all of this was going on in the middle of the night, he happened to have a firearm, most likely for protection. His dad had given him. He was a early college aged kid. I say kid because that's what he was. And anyways, shot himself, committed suicide. Super bright future. No one could believe that this had even happened. Point being, this scammer had, you know, acquired a picture, had gotten in his head, had convinced him that his life was now over, especially if he couldn't pay. And it went, you know, back and forth to the point where this young man shoots himself. Well, fortunately, the authorities get involved. They were able to track down the conversation. They had to, which, by the way, shouldn't be this way, but they had to have a big court order to even get to Meta, which is Facebook, to get this conversation so they could see exactly, because he had deleted all of this off of his phone. So they wanted to see what the conversation was, what was going on, back and forth. And then through that, able to trace out where these messages originated from, which to their credit, they did. In fact, originated it to the point to where they caught the young men. There were two young men involved in this particular scam. And of course, they're not in the United States of America. In fact, most of these scams don't originate in the United States of America. Kind of going back to John Cannata talking about the cybersecurity end of things. Most of these aren't happening here in Colorado, or here in the United States of America, or Colorado for that matter. They're happening in other parts of the world. So they actually ended up finding these individuals around the globe. They extradite them. Actually, they found out what they did. They got the other country to extradite them. They ended up showing up here. They will face up to at least 15 years in prison. It's pretty cut and dried as to what they did and what happened, and they will be charged, of course, with murder when it's all said and done. And the plus side here is they actually caught these. sad part is these are two of many, many, many individuals out there that are scamming and doing the exact same thing. So some of you are asking, okay, so what's this got to do with me and my kids? Monitor what your kids are doing. Let them know that these things exist. Tell them to be extremely cautious who they're talking to online. Even though somebody might appear to be a really good friend, in fact, they may have a complete profile set up to where it looks like somebody they might even know, but in reality, it probably isn't. And when people start asking you to do things that would be outside of the norm of things that you would typically do, especially in a first-time conversation, don't do it. And we have to explain to our kids that these things exist, and by the way, they exist for adults as well, but that these things exist and that this can happen. And I can't stress highly enough to all of you, especially that have kids and grandkids, to let them know that these things are out there and you have to be extremely, extremely careful and cautious with these individuals, what you say, how you say it, what messages you send, what pictures you send, on and on we go. And keep in mind that a lot of the things that are online can be copied, duplicated, photoshopped, all sorts of things can happen. And in this particular case, it literally not only ruined a single individual's life, but the family, families, plural, that were tied to this particular young man, their lives are also now changed forever. So point being, make sure your kids really understand what's going on. You can read this particular article. It's in Bloomberg Businessweek. Again, it's a weird place for an article like this to be, but it's very fitting given the times that we're in and knowing how wrapped up our young people get into social media especially, and to really let them know that at the end of the day, be extremely, extremely careful. By the way, these two individuals, no surprise, came from Nigeria, which we get email messages and stuff from all the time, at least some of you do, telling you that you've now inherited millions upon millions of dollars. Anyways, just be careful. That's for us and your kids alike, and make sure they understand the risks that are out there, and be very, very, very careful and cautious as to who you're responding to and or what's being said. High Five Plumbing is next. Remember, $100 off your next visit from High Five Plumbing. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to fix it for good.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, if you're looking for a medical provider, we have a doctor for you. Dr. Scott, he is my doctor, by the way. Give him a call today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Michael Bailey, make sure that your estate plan is in order today. Michael can do that for you, and he's mobile. He'll come to you. Find Michael, by the way, at klzradio.com.
You've been worried about your taxes and getting them done. And now is the time to focus on your estate planning and future with mobile estate planner Michael Bailey. Michael understands that nobody wants to think about death or taxes, but you have to be ready. If you make an appointment with Michael Bailey for your estate plan now, you'll be ready for whatever life or unexpected death throws you and your family later. Michael's goal with you is to put together a plan that you do not have to use for 30 years. You'll be able to enjoy the peace of mind of having a plan for the unexpected, and your family gets the assurances your instructions are clear to them and the government. He walks you through each step, making things much easier on you. And most people find it not as scary as they thought. Call mobile estate planner Michael Bailey by going to klzradio.com/estate today. Or call him at 720-730-7274 and tell Michael you heard him on Rush to Reason.
Now back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As I said earlier, my good friend Susan Cotton joining us now. We're going to talk about oral cancer. April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, although you should be aware of it all year long, Susan, not just in April, but they highlight it in April. And I get, yeah, we always have different things we highlight from time to time, and I usually do that on health and wellness. And you and I tried to get together and do that, but we had some other factors that kind of played into it. But you're here today. It's still April.
Yeah.
Two more days left. But again, it's something that people need to be aware of all year round. It's not just an April thing anyways.
That's right. Be aware of it all the time.
So your background, let everybody know I know your background because I've known you for decades, but let everybody else know your background.
Because I'm your old dental hygienist.
You are. You know my teeth very well.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, I'm a registered dental hygienist here in Colorado. I graduated from University of Colorado School of Dental Medicine, Department of Dental Hygiene in 1994. I practiced in private practice where I met you for a long time. I've worked in public health, and now I own my own business, Oral Cancer Consulting.
So you go around the world, actually, not just the country, but the world, instructing others when it comes to oral cancer detection, prevention, all those things,
all of those things.
Okay.
In fact, I was in New Jersey a few days ago.
I follow you. I watch you. Susan gets around, by the way, when it comes to visiting people, putting on seminars and the like, and she's really instrumental in the industry. These are seminars that are going on in your industry, teaching others how to do this. This isn't necessarily directly to patients, but this is to the providers to make them aware of what's going on and how they can help their patients find and or prevent oral cancer, right?
Right. I hold courses and then hands-on screening workshops to instruct dentists and dental hygienists on the new things that we know about oral cancer. But then what is a comprehensive screening on the patients when they come in? Because that's even changed since you were my patient, John. Everything changes.
Sure. We learn. Things change. Okay. So, first of all, how prevalent is oral cancer?
It's dramatically on the increase. In fact, experts call it an epidemic.
Really?
Because when I started in this in 2010, I think the number of those diagnosed each year in the United States alone was around 23,000.
Okay.
But this year alone, about 58,500 Americans will be diagnosed with oral or oral pharyngeal cancer.
Okay.
And so when we say oral, that's the front part of the mouth.
Okay.
Oral pharyngeal is throat, the back part of the mouth. And so
Between those two, those are the numbers.
Yeah, that's okay. 160 Americans every day. That's six, almost seven every hour. And it has a very high mortality rate.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the next thing I was going to move into is what's the success of beating it?
Well, like any cancer, the earlier you catch it, the better.
That's where the prevention screening comes in.
Exactly. The better chance you have of catching it. And that's why it's so critical what dentists and dental hygienists do for their patients when they come in and screening. It's a hands-on screening, but also what we know now is there's signs and symptoms that may appear and be present before a lesion is ever seen.
Which
in
are,
the mouth.
What are those?
It's persistent pain anywhere in the head and neck.
Okay.
It could be a persistent cough, hoarseness, change in voice.
So you think you've got
difficulty.
A long cold or something along those lines, it may not necessarily be.
Exactly. Difficulty swallowing.
Okay.
The sensation of something caught in the throat and it won't go down. And those two are really critical because difficulty swallowing or sensation of something caught in the throat and it won't go down because there's a tumor there.
Got it.
And that's what's interrupting the swallowing and the sensation of something there. But it could also be a persistent swollen lymph node.
Okay.
And so when I was in New Jersey presenting this past weekend, I got to learn from one of my mentors and experts. He's a dentist but oral medicine specialist. And I always teach in my courses, we should be palpating the outside of the head and neck.
Right.
Checking the thyroid, palpating all of the lymph nodes. And what he said was an adult with a persistent swollen lymph node, they need to be referred.
Hmm.
It's not normal.
Okay. So they shouldn't be swollen all the time, in other words.
Right. And it doesn't always mean it's cancer, John.
Okay.
All of these things. It doesn't mean it's cancer. It's just what
something that needs further checked.
Exactly. In fact, gosh, it was the spring of 2021. I noticed my swallowing was different.
Okay.
I had a low-grade sore throat, a little bit of ear pain, persistent swollen lymph node. And so, of course, I diagnosed myself and thought, well, I've got what I talk about. And I decided everything I would do and not do for treatment. And I called a head and neck surgeon here in Denver that I have worked with. And he said, go to this ENT, have them do a workup. And I didn't have cancer, but I had a condition called laryngopharyngeal reflux. So acids are coming up into my throat.
Sure.
So
you still figured out a problem based upon that.
Yeah, and that's what I teach in my course is ask these questions.
Sure.
But it doesn't always mean it's cancer. What it means is further investigation by the appropriate specialist.
Makes sense. Like any other medical thing we have going on, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes, though, we tend to... Men especially, we tend to, it'll go away. Oh, it'll go away. Oh, it's just this. Oh, it's just an old injury that's come back. Oh,
right.
It's just whatever. And we're bad about that, aren't we?
Yes, you are.
We are. That's what we do. We men do.
And so persistence is 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay, but if you're sick.
That's different,
and you've
right?
got a cough and you've got a sore throat, once you're well.
If it's persisting,
then check into it further.
Okay. Right? Makes total sense.
And, you know, risk for this, it's not just tobacco and alcohol anymore.
Well, that was going to be my next question. So we talk about the risks. You and I have been on before many years, by the way, in a row talking about this. We all kind of know what the standards are. Tobacco use of any kind, by the way, doesn't matter what it is. For all of you listening, it could be anything from literally pipes, cigars, cigarettes, you name it. Chewing tobacco is the worst. I mean, we can go down the list of the things that can cause this. Alcohol as well, because make sure I'm remembering this from memory. Alcohol does some things to work on, make sure I say this correctly, working on the cells and things that are in your mouth because essentially it's a poison, right?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, when you combine tobacco and alcohol use together, it can increase the risk anywhere from 15 to 30 times.
Wow.
Okay. So I would often get talking with patients, I'm not really a smoker. Just I have a few cigarettes on the weekend when I'm out having a few drinks with friends.
Okay. Problem is that's the worst time to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So, but what we know now, too, is the Erica nut. betel quid. It's a nut. It's popular in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
It's a plant.
Okay.
It grows there. So the areca nut is taken, and it's chopped up really fine. It's actually the fourth most psychoactive substance worldwide. Oh. It's addicting.
I didn't know that.
It's addicting.
Okay.
So they take that, and they chop it up. They'll add some lime and other spices to it, and they put it in a leaf, put it in their mouth. That's called gutka.
Okay.
Yeah, or betel quid.
Okay.
It's gutka when they add tobacco to that mixture.
I see.
So chewing betel quid is...
also bad.
It is high risk for oral cancer.
Okay.
And we need to be aware that here, while it's popular in Southeast Asia, they're starting to mass produce it. And you can buy it online.
Well, I was just going to say, what goes on in other places eventually finds its way here, vice versa as well. Things can happen here that go worldwide as well. So that's one of those things to be aware of also.
Yeah.
Okay, how prevalent is this among our young people? And what is the age when it comes to oral cancer, the average person that gets it? Is that age getting lower and lower like other cancers? Or is it still like 50 plus?
Yeah, it is getting lower. So... still, males and older males, but it's come down a little bit, around 45 and over.
Okay.
It are higher risk. But what we're seeing now is just what you said. We're seeing an increase of oral cancers on the tongue in younger population. They have no known risk factors. They're not using tobacco, not high alcohol use.
Mm.
It's not HPV. Mm. We're not sure why yet, but we're seeing an increase in tongue cancers on younger. And when we say younger, under 45.
Okay. No, that's younger.
No known risk factors.
Right.
And so a little bit more common in females than males.
Okay.
And I know several females who've had oral cancer on their tongue.
Wow.
One was 19 years old.
Wow. Dell, you've got a comment for us. Go ahead, Dell.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer back in 2011, caused by Agent Orange.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I went through 16 chemos and 30 radiation treatments. I had an allergic reaction to the second chemo and flatlined for 10 minutes.
Wow.
And they... But I've been clean since then. I went in and saw ENT the other day, and they did the check with the camera and everything and said everything was still clean. But I still have problems with the symptoms somewhat, and I think a lot of it's because of the radiation and everything else.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's long-term side effects from the radiation.
And really, I guess, Del, what you could tell people is that's not a fun experience, is it?
No, I went through, I had my last radiation on March 9th, 2012, and I was diagnosed on about October 20th or so in 2011. They removed all my teeth because of the radiation. It changes your nomenclature of your bones, so if after the radiation you can't have any dental work done hardly, and then like I said, I went through the chemo and the radiation and all of that. So, and it was 6 months of hell.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Dell, appreciate that. No, thank you for the update. And yeah, Dell's living proof that, Susan, these are things that we do not want to go through.
That's right. And to Dell's point, that's other risk factors that we know is our service people who've been exposed to those things. And also some first responders, John, when they're going into situations and they're breathing in some toxins, they have a higher risk for nasopharyngeal cancer and those throat cancers.
Okay, so we've got a few minutes left here, about 5 minutes or so. What should people do? Number one, let's say that you've never drank alcohol, had tobacco, and so on. You know, we want to keep staying healthy and so on. What should people do in that particular arena. On the same token, maybe there's people listening that either do smoke and drink or they used to smoke and drink, but yet they want to make sure that they're as healthy as they can be moving forward. What are some tips along those lines? What should people be doing preventatively?
Stay healthy.
Okay.
Because what we know now, too, is those at risk, they're immunocompromised. Poor oral health, gingivitis, periodontitis, we know is a risk factor now for oral cancers. And so keep your mouth healthy. You know,
do your twice a year checkups, right?
Or more. If your hygienist is saying we need to see you 3 to 4 times a year, go in 3 to 4 times a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you're somebody that is more prone to certain things and you should be getting in more often.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. It's keeping that immune system boosted.
And folks listening, you all know we talk about that on Wednesdays and Thursdays with Dr. Kelly. That is huge. I mean, I don't have to get into all the details of that. We've talked about that really since COVID, Susan. We were talking about that all the way back then because we realized also through COVID that the healthier you were and the better your immune system was, the better you did with COVID, which had we as even government done PSAs on staying healthy versus all of the other nonsense we went through, we'd have been a whole lot better off. But that's a whole nother conversation in and of itself I won't get into. But it is exactly the same thing when it comes to what you're talking about, though. The healthier we are, the better able you are to overcome those adversities that would come along, right?
Exactly. And what I would say to everybody is at home, check yourself at home.
Okay.
So take a look at the outside of your head and neck. Do you see any bulges, lumps, or bumps?
Yeah, guys, when you're shaving, you're feeling your neck and all that almost on a daily basis. Be paying attention to those things.
Exactly.
You're seeing it.
Exactly.
You're looking at yourself daily.
Exactly.
Check it.
And I can give
And ladies are doing makeup, so check it.
Right. And then pay attention. Do you have a change in voice, hoarseness, a persistent cough, any ear or jaw pain that's persistent? And I can give all of those to you to put up on your website for people to look at.
Yep, send me all that and we'll get it up there. Absolutely.
And then look inside your mouth. Look at your tongue. Move it side to side. Look at the top. Touch your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Look at the underside of your tongue. Pull your lips out, top and bottom, and take a look. Look in the back of your throat. If you have somebody at home,
get a flashlight out.
Get the flashlight on the phone and look in the back of the throat. But do those self-exams at home as well. But can we talk about what should be done in the dental office?
Yeah, go ahead. We got 2 minutes. Go for it. Yes.
So when you're in your dental office, a comprehensive head and neck exam, oral cancer screening. So your dentist and dental hygienist should be looking at the skin of your head and neck. They should be palpating your thyroid. Yep.
Feeling all of that.
Checking your swallow. Checking underneath your jaw. Palpating and feeling for any persistent lymph nodes.
Okay.
Palpating your salivary glands under the jaw and here in front of the ears. And having you turn your head to each side and palpating along that long neck muscle. And then on the inside, it's more than grasping the tongue.
Okay.
That's the name of my course
that
I give. It's more than grasping the tongue. Yeah, they want to grasp your tongue and pull it side to side, but they want to pull your lips out and look inside, pull your cheeks out, look at your palate and palpate your palate.
Okay.
And then they should be asking you to say, open real wide, depress your tongue with their mirror, have you say, and look at everything in the back of the throat. Look
at
the tonsils, the uvula, the back wall of the throat,
just a full, thorough exam as you're in. Okay, so here's a question. If you have a provider that's not doing that, what should they do?
Well, you should say...
Carefully.
Yes, you should say, you know what? I know a dental hygienist who works with dental offices, and I want to stay with you.
But I want you to learn how to do this.
Yes, please learn how to do this.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. No, I figured that's exactly the way to do that. And for all of you listening, for those of you that maybe have never had one of those, and maybe you go to a dental office where this isn't a major part of their practice, because as Susan's out doing these seminars, that's where she's trying to get through the whole dental community so everybody's doing it standard practice. Because by the way, folks, it's not.
It's not.
It's not standard. Just think, I just went to the dentist. I'm good. Well, are you?
There was a study that came out that only 20% of dental offices nationwide are performing a comprehensive screening.
And folks, I'll tell you one of the reasons probably why is it takes time.
It takes time and...
And it's cash. That's right. Yeah, because they're not making that extra money, because every patient they can run through faster means they can make a little bit more money. But those that really care about you and your health will be more than happy to learn. And I also say this, because I've been in other industries. Sometimes it's just plain, I don't know how to do these things. Nobody's ever taught us how to do these things. They don't know Susan's out there doing this. So, yeah, if you're sitting in that chair and you have somebody that, or you have a provider that's not doing it, have them reach out to Susan, and I can get them in touch with her if need be. So,
because that's what I do, is teach them how to do it so they're confident. When you're confident in anything, you can be thorough and efficient.
All right, that's it, folks. K&R Home Transitions coming up next. Anything you need when it comes to a buy or a sell of a home. We had Robin with us on Friday, by the way. They're more than happy to help you through everything, including just making sure that everything's dialed in when it comes to your title work and the staging of your home and the just getting it on the market properly, the right pictures. If you're buying a home, everything that's entailed with that, they're there to help you through that entire process. 720-437-8210. That's K&R Home Transitions. And don't forget Premier Home Remodels. Don't put that remodel off any longer. Call K&R today, klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. There's a great special right now when it comes to an AC tune-up. Don't forget, they've got financing available as well if you need something else done to your system. And they're a Rheem Heating and Cooling Certified Pro Partner. KLZRadio.com is where you find them.
Something about summer.
Get your whole HVAC system ready for summer with Rheem Certified Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek is offering $50 off their spring tune-up service, and what they offer is what you pay, with no add-ons, trip charges, or other costs. Cub Creek service goes through a 25-point inspection where they'll check the entire system inside and outside of the home. They'll clean the unit and lines completely, even the coils outside or pads on your swamp cooler, and it's all included in their upfront cost. A crucial difference with Cub Creek is that they clean the system before they check it. That means all the buildup, dust, and dog hair won't give them indications of costly issues that can be fixed just by cleaning the system before testing. Get in before the summer rush to turn on the air conditioner with no surprises and know what you're going to pay up front. Contact Cub Creek Heating and AC now at klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, Redline Auto Brokers, two locations to service you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Find both of them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Hey, some of you guys that are getting out your classic cars and getting ready for the summer, those need to be insured. And Paul Leuenberger has a great way to insure those, how should I say, cars that are just driven in certain months of the year. He can help you with that and save you money at the same time. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that's it for this first hour, everyone. Thank you all for listening very much. Thank you for the text messages as well. Thanks to Susan Cotton also for joining us a few minutes ago and talking about oral cancer and April being Oral Cancer Awareness Month. I appreciate that. We tried to work her in again earlier in the month, but she's got a busy schedule, travels a lot, and she's helping a lot of other people learn the very same thing she talked to us about on air today. We'll be back here. Hour number two is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.